SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A closely watched presidential election case goes before the U.S. Supreme Court today. The High Court will hear arguments at will, to a great degree, determine the future course of former President Trump's campaign.
Trump is appealing a Colorado Supreme Court ruling that he should not be on the Republican primary ballot. The state court declared him ineligible because he violated a provision in the 14th Amendment preventing those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. Today's arguments will be historic as the nation's highest court will consider for the first time the meaning and reach of the Constitution's insurrection clause. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After Senate Republicans stopped a controversial foreign aid bill dead in its tracks, another version of the measure has surfaced. This one, championed by Senate Majority Leader Schumer, includes tens of billions of dollars in aid for Israel and Ukraine, but does not include border-related provisions that Republicans objected to. Also at SRNNews.com, an American airstrike in Iraq has killed the commander of an Iranian-backed militia, blamed for the recent attack that killed several U.S. soldiers at a base in Jordan. Secretary of State Blinken's latest round of Mideast shuttle diplomacy has come up empty. A ceasefire plan offered by Hamas has been rejected by Israel, which terms the proposal delusional. In a couple of months, parts of North America will experience a near-total solar eclipse. And while the show is free, NASA's Kelly Corrick counsels caution if you plan to view it.
We're making sure that folks understand watching the partial eclipse could damage your eyes. So you're always going to use an indirect viewing method or the solar viewing glasses.
The eclipse will be taking place on the 8th of April. On Wall Street, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures are down 3 points. NASDAQ futures off 27 points. This is SRN News. A federal judge will not block a lawsuit against Yelp.
Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the popular business review platform because it insists on proclaiming that pro-life pregnancy centers use, quote, inaccurate and misleading language. Yelp asked the courts to dismiss the suit. The court refused. Paxton says, quote, Yelp cannot mislead and deceive the public. The website is widely known as an abortion supporter, which pays for its employees to go out of state for abortions to avoid pro-life laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first Roman emperor to embrace Christianity and become its champion now has a reconstructed statue befitting his larger-than-life role in history. Authorities in Rome have unveiled a replica of the statue that Constantine commissioned for himself around 312 AD. It stands over 42 feet high and was modeled using 3D scans of the 9 marble body parts that remain from the original. SRN News. A Northern California cheese and dairy company is cited by public health officials as the source of a decade-long outbreak of listeria food poisoning.
That outbreak killed two people and sickened more than two dozen. The CDC says Rizzo Lopez Foods of Modesto, California, has recalled more than 60 types of soft cheeses, sour cream, and yogurt after the bacteria was found in a product. At least 26 people in 11 states have been sickened since 2014. Two people died in Texas and California. John Scott reporting.
A volcano in southwestern Iceland has erupted for the third time since December, sending jets of lava high into the sky. The eruption this morning triggering the evacuation of the Blue Lagoon Spa, which is one of the island nation's major tourist attractions. It's going on near a coastal town that was evacuated during a previous eruption that took place 2 months ago. More details at SRNNews.com.